Daniel Andrews receiving the highest honour in the country for, and I quote, his eminent service to the people of Victoria for public health and infrastructure.
Are you for real? Are you serious?
You don't think he deserves it?
It doesn't make sense, but it sort of does, because we're in the upside down world. We live in a world now where the Miss Universe can be a man, right? So everything's backwards. So it makes sense to me that he would get an award such as that.
Avi Amini for Rebel News in the new Melbourne studio with a visitor, Nick Patterson. For those of you who don't know Nick, I don't know where you've been the last 4 years, but Nick has just been exonerated and proven to be the victim of brutal Victoria Police enforcement of COVID restrictions, bashed and jailed. There's more to come on that story, but the reason why you're here, what do you think about the studio firstly?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's professional. Step it up, mate.
Well, that's thanks to the people at home. Buildourstudio.com. We're 91% of the way, so we can still get there. But really today, Daniel Andrews has received an award, the top honour of Australia, for, and I quote, his eminent service to the people of Victoria in public health and infrastructure. What's your reaction as somebody who his orders had you hospitalised and jailed unlawfully?
Well, by their fruits you shall know them. What are the fruits of Daniel Andrews? Shut the state down. We have so much debt that we'll never be able to pay it off. People, suicide rates through the roof. I know people that have committed suicide, during the lockdowns. He weaponised the police against us. Now the police force can't even recruit enough police officers. So now we've got crime sprees all over the state. Destroyed businesses, destroyed families. What else has he done? You know, he put me in jail for a month. And obviously it wasn't him, it was the weaponised police that did. But they're a result of his, I guess, his imposing of these lockdowns. It doesn't make sense, but it sort of does, because we're in the upside down world. We live in a world now where the Miss Universe can be a man, right? So everything's backwards. So it makes sense to me that he would get an award such as that.
It does seem backwards, because if you look at the Victorian public health system, the hospitals are all failing. The ambulance service is failing. And when you talk about infrastructure, every blowout, every scam by the unions, every dodgy deal that Daniel Andrews in, the only thing that surprises me at the moment with this is, why didn't he get an award for the Commonwealth Games that he successfully destroyed?
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, a lot of very prominent people who have received awards in the past have been known to be pedophiles. Not saying Daniel Andrews is one. I'm just saying that some of the worst people in the world have been given awards such as this. And I think it's going to continue to be that way, because it's a big club. And obviously we're not members of that club. Seems to be just an enclosed little club where they give each other awards and look after each other. It has nothing to do with truth, justice, what's right or what's decent. We know that, because we've suffered through the last 4 years of the Daniel Andrews, lockdowns and COVID, and even prior to that.
Do you reckon the average Victorian would agree that he deserves an award for his service in public, I still can't say it with a straight face, in public health and or infrastructure?
No, I definitely don't. And I think that most of them have the ability to think for themselves and objectively observe what they can see. And you can see that Victoria is not a great place to be anymore because of what he did to us.
If you think it's important for everybody to see Daniel Andrews's biggest fans' reaction to his award, make sure to like, comment, and most importantly, share it far and wide, because we know that Nick's right. Dan Andrews did not deserve this award. It's a joke, but he's in good company, apparently. Some of the previous recipients are in his league.